The first topic I'm going to be delivered this morning is on Islamic Renaissance, an antidote to Western hegemony. Considering that we've already lost time, the program is supposed to have started at 9:30, I think we should just go straight away and invite Sheikh Muhammad bin Usman to deliver his lecture. Sheikh, you are welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن نبينا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا محمد رسول الله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وترك الأمة على المحجة البيضاء على الطريقة الواضحة الغراء، ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. فصل اللهم وسلم وبارك وأنعم وأكرم وزد وتحنن على هذا النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة، أحييكم بالتحية الإسلامية المباركة المنزلة، تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة، وأسأل الله تعالى المنان الوهاب الرؤوف الرحيم أن يجمع قلوبنا جميعا على محبته ومرضاته، وأن يهبنا التوفيق والإخلاص والصداد في القول والعمل، وأن يرزقنا كمال الإيمان وصدق اليقين، إنه قريب مجيب الدعاء. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the 13th day of Ramadan 1426, having observed all the necessary protocols. 1426, according to the Hijra of our Holy Master Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the topic of discussion as introduced by the August chairman of the occasion is Islamic Renaissance, an antidote to the Western hegemony. I can assure you the topic is timely and is relevant. Relevantly timely, timely relevant, because of its importance, because of its crucial nature. That is why I intend to take up the topic of discussion under 5 questions. Question number 1 is what? Question number 2 is why? Question number 3, when? Question number 4, why? And finally, question number 5, how? This should summarize the things that I'm going to say. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us aright, to open our chest, to say what is good, to give you the ability to understand what is good as well. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. You see, brothers and sisters, Allah has told us in so many places in the Quran al-Kareem the reason why we are here. Our being here has a rationale behind it. We are not just here to eat and drink and die and be buried and then the rest of that. There is a hikmah behind our existence. There is a rationale behind our being created. Just take one Quranic verse and it's enough. Go to Surah 51, verses 56, 57, and 58, and it will be okay. وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That is verse 56. Go further. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. 57. Go a little further. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Three verses have done the job in explaining the reason why we are here, to tell you there is a difference between your existence and the existence of the non-believers. There is no any hikmah, no any wisdom behind your being created except just one hikmah. There is one rule with the scholars of tafsir. They say الاستثناء بعد النفي يفيد الحصر والقصر. That is, any exemption statement in the contextual arrangement of a negative statement implies what? Exclusivity. I don't know if you get me. Allah says there is no any hikmah behind our being here. No hikmah is a negative statement. Illa is exemption. So it implies that the exclusive rationale for being here is to fulfill one thing. That is ibadah. Now under this, some people, alhamdulillah, are up to the challenge and some fail. It is under this you will be able to make your journey back to the origin. Why am I here? Somebody will be telling you, well, I'm just here to eat and drink and finish. Some say nature is the mother of everything. But the believer says, no, everything I do should be guided by the do's and don'ts of the Quran in trying to translate what Allah says in these verses among others. What I am saying, you must know where are you heading to. You must have a focus. So the topic, like I was telling you, is very crucial and very important. Now set ahead. What? By what? I mean, what do we mean by Islamic Renaissance? What does that mean? From where are we borrowing the expression Renaissance? Is it a kind of a homegrown term, or borrowed, or imported if you like it? I want to say, Renaissance, being a history student, came up from what took place in Europe. The Renaissance and Reformation coming after that. Renaissance means rebirth, if you like it. The people should go back to the origin. And they did go back to their origins, at least they claim. One Muslim poet captures the mood sufficiently clear, where he says, in Arabic, let me call it, he says, إِنِّي تَذَكَّرْتُ وَالذِّكْرَى مُعَرِّقَةٌ مَجْدًا تَلِيدًا بِأَيْدِينَا أَضَعْنَاهُ إِذَا نَظَرْتَ إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ فِي بَلَدٍ تَجِدْهُ كَالطَّيْرِ مَقْفُوصًا جَنَاحَاهُ استرشد الغرب بالماضي رفتنا يد كنا نصرفها وبات يملكنا شعب ملكناه. He was very very nostalgic. He was saying, in need of the kartu, and I have remembered, and mere remembering makes me cry. Majdan and honor, they stood upon earth by our Creator, but we have squandered it. We have thrown into the garbage. We have sidelined it. We have left it behind. Then he says, the waste in trying to rediscover its past, they went back to their predecessor and they were guided. But وَنَحْنُ, but we, meaning the Muslim Ummah, meaning the community of Muhammad, Ummatul Quran, Ummatul Islam. Allah says, وَأَنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً مُؤْمِنُونَ فَاتَّقُونَ. He says, وَنَحْنُ, but as for us, our own honor has been thrown away. Then he said, we used to have power on other people. We used to have say on them, teaching them, enlightening them, telling them, being masters justly upon them. But today we have been pushed back on account of relegating our value system to the tail end, and now we are facing the consequences, the music. Wallahi, he has spoken the truth. You look at the situation the Muslim Ummah is living today. Locally, nationally, continentally, globally, any me, if you have it, bring it. Why? The blood of Muslims today is the cheapest blood in the whole of the world today. The cheapest blood is the blood of a person saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Our wealth are being consumed, being taken. Our political system and value being bastardized, slowly but surely. Look at Nigeria today. You cry for the nation. No purposeful leadership. Judo-American system is holding sway. Globalization or Americanization or satanization is there, you know, bulldozing its way, ugly, rearing its ugly head into all the crannies and corners of the Muslim Ummah. And the Quran is there. The teachings are there. The value systems are there. Do you think things that are happened out of virtue? What is the way out? For sure, the way out is going back to the origin. So what do we mean by Islamic Renaissance? Islamic Renaissance is that reawakening that restores, hopefully, it did restore previously to our predecessors, hoping to restore to the Muslim mind its self-confidence. It is that veritable vehicle that takes the sincere, mark it, sincere Muslim to the point of making the two components of man come together. Because each and every human being has two components, physical component as well as spiritual component. You have those two components, I have those two components, we are all composed of those two components.
they are intricately interwoven together, inseparable like sausage. The
Quran has shown us that, yeah, man is a byproduct of these two components. Just two examples will suffice. Go to Surah Dawood, Surah Fan, in other words. Allah says, إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ طِينٍ. When your Lord says to the angel, I am going to create man from the dust. So you have a dusty part. That dusty part is the one we call physical or material part. Then you go, وَيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. After I have blown into him my spirit. So you have a spiritual what? Part again. Physical as well as spiritual part making you. Similarly in Surah Al-Sajdah, وَبَدَأَ خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِيلٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ نَسْلَهُ مِنْ صُلَاتٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ ثُمَّ نَفَخْ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. الروح and physique. So reawakening Islamically tries to, among others, combine these two parts of you in trying to achieve the achievable. That is Islamic reawakening. It makes you go back to the origin. Try to live Islam as it shall be lived. Try to be a moving Quran. Try to be sunnatic and not bid'atic in everything you do. Try to revive the behavioral pattern of our pious predecessors. Because Imam Dar al-Hijra, Malik ibn Anas, rahimahullah ta'ala, did say, لن يصلح آخر هذه الأمة إلا بما صلح عليه أولها. لن حرف النفي المؤبد المؤكد ولن أوكد من لم ولا. لن يصلح آخر هذه الأمة إلا بما صلح عليه أولها. That is the later part of this ummah cannot be upright unless they go back to what made their predecessors upright. Before this ayah in Surah 4, ayah 115, listen. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ, look at it, وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. If anybody descends from the messenger after the proof has been made clear for him and he takes a different path contrary to the path of the predecessors, نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى, we shall leave him onto what he has taken onto himself, and we are going to burn him with hellfire. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. All these are referring to you to the importance of the kind of renaissance, rebirth, reawakening, okay, or rediscovering, if you like it, that we are talking about. Therefore, when we talk of Islamic renaissance, we simply mean that Muslims should lead Islam in this era, in this contemporaneous setup, this age of technology, age of science, age of internet, computer sciences, yeah. Live Islam not according to your definition, not according to his definition, not according to the understanding of the Western societies, but according to the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ. That is the only way the Muslims can rediscover themselves. Believe you me. When Abdurrahman al-Dakhil went to Spain, Islam spent 800
and about 20 years in Spain. When Abdurrahman al-Dakhil was in Spain, as a just leader, just ruler, they brought him some wine for him to drink, maybe to test him. They brought him a beautiful girl as a concubine for him. When he looked at the wine, he said, إنني أحتاج إلى ما يزيد في عقلي لا إلى ما ينقص عقلي. I need what is going to increase my perception, my understanding, my common sense, my ability to think positively, and not what is going to destroy my ability to cogitate and ponder positively. But what happened? When those that succeeded came, they discovered Islamic value system and catastrophe came upon them. They were destroyed. In a single day, 100,000 Muslims were slaughtered in Spain. Allahu al-Musta'an. Graveyards for 30 years were degraded because the people inside were Muslims. They have to be removed out. In a rare exhibition of heartless animalism, barbarism, backwardness, retrogressiveness. هل ظلمهم الله رب العالمين وما ظلمهم الله ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. That is what we mean by, or what I mean by, what? Islamic Renaissance, teachings of the Quran, teachings of the translator of the Quran. By translator, I am referring to the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Allah calls Quran the light, the light. Ya ayyuha an-nas qad ja'akum burhanun min rabbikum wa anzalna ilaykum nuran, nuran, nuran mubina. Light. In Surah An-Nisa. وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى الصراط المستقيم. من سورة الشورى. الله قال القرآن نور. فآمنوا بالله ورسوله والنور الذي أنزلنا والله بما تعملون خبير. أنت غاضب. نور نور نور. The light. So what do we mean? We mean Islamic rebirth based on the teachings of the Quran and the translation of the prophets and on the comprehension of the pious predecessors. So much so good on this question, what? Then why? Why Islamic Renaissance? Why? Why not reliving communism? Why not a modified or a moderate and moderated, if you like it, form of capitalism? Why not economic system based on the teachings of Adam Smith, Wealth of Nations, David Ricardo? Why not that? Why not the views of people like Machiavelli? Why? And especially when Francis Fukuyama is telling you, the naturalized American of Japanese stock is telling you, this is the end of history. So why Islamic Renaissance? Why? Do you want to take us back to the Stone Age? I am using their languages. Do you want us to be retrogressive, backwards, inactive? I am still using their what? Blasphemous expressions. قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. And I am using this term because you may come across a nominal Muslim claiming to be Muslim verbally but inwardly a kafir, using the same expressions against Islam. It is here in Nigeria, northern part of Nigeria, we have some people saying that, why Sharia now? Why Sharia now? You cannot government. Do you want to send the state in fire? Because there is a combination of culture in Kano. There are Igbos in South Hungary. Why Sharia now? So you also ask that $1 million question,
Why?
And the answer is not perfect.
Why?
Because we are created by Allah.
Why?
Because we want to live the kind of way of living most pleasing and most pleasing to Allah.
Why? Because we have something to teach the world.
Why? Because the message of Muhammad is universal, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the universality of the Prophet's message is too traffic. The Prophet came with a message that has a kind of a universal touch, universal geographically and universal devotionally. So for this, we are torch bearers. We are carriers of a mission. And I will explain to you, what do I mean by saying the message of the Prophet is universal geographically? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Saba, Surah 34, Naam, Ayah 28, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We have not sent you, O Muhammad, but for the whole world, for the whole people. So this tells you the message is geographically universal. Because by the time you said the message is meant for the whole world, people are, by geographical selection, spread globally. And the message is meant for all of them. So for this, why for this, we have to be reawakened. There should be a rebirth. This is what I mean by saying the message is universal in a geographical sense. There are other verses, but this should be okay. Similarly, the message is universal devotionally. You can get your proof of this in so many places in the Quran. Like the first verse I quoted, Az-Zariyat 56, 57, 58. You get another adilla for this when you go to Surah 6, Ayah 162. ويا الله تقول إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. قل tell them يا رسول الله إن صلاتي mostly my prayer ونسكي the totality of my worship or sacrificial offering ومحياي my living look at it ومماتي and my dying. Since the Quran says my living should be for Allah, this tells you the concept of worship in Islam is inclusive. Everything is there. The way you eat, the way you drink, the way you become political party member, the way you politicize, simply put. Okay. The way. Should be punctuated by the do's and don'ts of Allah, thereby giving the message a kind of a devotional what nature, universally. Everything you do should be guided by the teachings of Islam. So for this, there should be what? Reawakening. I give you a good example. How many of us as students, by the time we are going to the university, we look for Allah's intervention? By intervention, I mean doing istikhara, offering to raka'ah, asking Allah, Allah choose for me the university relevant to me. Is it BUK, ABU, UNIMED, UNILAC, UNICAL, UNIBAIN, EPOMA University, for example, in Edo State? For example, how many of us have been doing istikhara for Allah's intervention there as an act of ibadah? We just think this has nothing to do with ibadah. Because according to our understanding, ibadah or worship just should be done in the mosque. By the time the prayer is terminated, she cannot. Do as you wish, let's say. Allahu al-musta'an. You want to tell me you believe in the paganistic theory that says Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what is God. Al-ardu lil-jami' wa-d-dinu lillah. So for this reason, for the mere fact that Islam is universal, geographically as well as devotionally, the Muslims should come together. For what? For the purpose of reawakening.